So I've just released a blog post called The Biggest E-Commerce Lies and How to Avoid Them. If you haven't read it already, I recommend you check it out, as I think it's one of my better ones, I have to say, modestly, obviously. But it has caused quite a lot of controversy, and there are people that have come back and argued over some of the points that I've raised. And probably the point that has caused, well, there's a couple of points that have caused the most controversy. The first one is I say that it's wrong when people argue you can never give users too much information. and there's a couple of things that I'm getting at here. The first is that you can easily overwhelm users by providing them with too much information about a particular product. And secondly, you can also overwhelm users by giving them too many choices to make. The choices one, I think, is one of the less controversial ones, although I know that there have been some people in the comments that disagree with me. But certainly, based on research from retailing, it shows that you can give people choice paralysis if you give them too many options. And the classic example of this was with jams. They did a test in the supermarket where they put out 20 different types of jams, and then they put out 6 types of jams, and sales actually went up with only 6 because users were overwhelmed by picking between 20 types of jams, so ended up not making a choice at all. So you can have that kind of level of choice paralysis. And so I think there's a real value in having a very defined lineup of products with very different unique selling points to them. In the article, I refer to the fact that Apple do this extremely well because they have very obvious choices to make between, you know, a MacBook Pro, etc., etc. Now, but the other aspect of it is this aspect of providing too much descriptive information to users in terms of what the product is like and how it works. I think a lot of people have argued you should have all that information available. And I actually don't entirely disagree with that. I've talked before about the laws of simplicity and about how actually you can narrow down people's the information people see while still having it there. In other words, you can hide it or shrink the less prominent and important information away. So it's still available if somebody really wants it, but it's more hidden away. I do agree with that. The principle that I'm trying to get at here is that more is not always better. There are some types of information that just confuse the decision-making process rather than help it. And I think the lazy approach that I think a lot of web designers take is just to, or website owners, should I say, is just to throw everything in there. Somebody might find that information useful. And I don't believe in that approach. I think that with every product that you're trying to sell, there are certain key factors that are involved in a person's decision-making process. And a little bit of usability testing show you what those things are. And then you can highlight those on the site rather than providing a plethora of information that people might not understand and might just confuse their decision-making process and create a sense of uncertainty. So that was the big point that caused the most controversy in the article. And so I thought I would try and clarify that a little bit. But it wasn't the only one. The other one was about security badges. You know, the little security badges you put on websites? And there seems to be people out there defending these silly little badges that don't mean anything to most consumers. I'm not saying I've got anything against having graphical badges to draw people's attention to the security that you provide on the site, but just having a VeriSign secure badge isn't very descriptive. And that if you're going to create a graphic, then at least create a graphic that actually describes and explains why the site is secure and provide a little bit of context to reassure people rather than a pointless graphic that doesn't say anything. So I seem to have created a controversial article, but that's always a good thing. Check it out and let me know what you think about it and whether you disagree with the points that I've raised.